Well, first of all, Patrick named second star again this week. He's on a pretty impressive run here right now, isn't he?
It really has, and how can you not be impressed with the goals, for sure, and some of the shots and some of the ones he misses on. But his five-on-five play, and Nick Ehlers included, prior to Paul showing up and since Paul's been here, has been really, really good. Looks like he's got himself to another level. We see it on the score sheet, but when you're watching the simple things, running routes, finishing plays, being hard on pucks and making clean outs, he's been really improved in that area as well.
I know it's a small sample size, just a few games, but anything really caught your attention with what those three have been able to do and kind of understand where each other's going to be on the ice this quick?
They've been better defensively than let's say, I think Nicky and Patty have always brought a feeling of pressure to produce here, and it was true whatever center went in there as well. But I think it's just that maturation, and I think some of it at times is a patience that comes into your game when the puck's going for and you're scoring goals and your line's producing. There's big chunks of a game in hockey that nothing happens and there's not really any opportunities to be had. They've gotten to a nice level of patience in those times and not tried to force things.
Skate today, Paul, just mostly maintenance?
Yeah, everything's minor maintenance, and it's kind of an option on one of the 2 days. So anybody that didn't feel 100% could get rehab this morning, but we don't have any changes in our lineup right now.
Touched on Steve playing in the near future.
I've got a plan, but there's some logistics that have to take place, and I have to talk to them before it, and I won't until we get back to the hotel. Well, that would be part of the plan of logistics that I got to talk to him.
You said don't have lineups. Does that mean Toby probably no tomorrow? Or
I don't know yet. We want to see how he comes off the ice, and then we want to see what 24 hours does to his injury. And then I just want to be sure. Like, Toby is a really tough player, and he's played with significant injuries over the last 3 years. So you have to kind of factor his threshold, and he'll walk in and say he's fine. But he skated today, and he skated non-contact today, so he'll get consideration. I just meant that the players that weren't on the ice, I don't have any of them not in due to injury for tomorrow.
Coach, how do you strike the balance between keeping the hot lineup versus when you can put in a guy like Brandon Tanev, who's very effective for you before the injury?
Yeah, that is a really good question, and I'm working on that. We've got fairly soon to be, if everything plays out, you know, four extra healthy forwards that have all played for us. You have to keep them in, but we're still in a win now, win today mode. I'm not going to change the lineup. I think we got the back-to-back coming up. That might be a place that we would look at, maybe some fresh legs going into one of those games. And then we can take all the time we need with our injuries right now and really make sure we got them taken care of.
You've been talking about the competition among the players throughout the lineup all year long. I mean, what's it like to watch as a coach to see guys fighting for spots and trying to carve out larger roles for themselves for the guys who are in the lineup?
I think that competition is there, and it started to come once you could see the team kind of getting healthier, getting better. But my sense from the behind the bench is more they don't want to let their teammates down with average play. It's not so much a fear that they're coming out. We have fairly defined roles here in terms of who you're competing with. And it's not, you know, you have one off night, that's not usually going to cost you your job or your opportunity in the lineup. But I have felt, you know, our drivers go pretty hard here. Our veteran guys drive pretty hard, and everybody else seems to feel that they need to fall in line and follow that. So that competition's there for sure. I'm not sure that that's the driver, though. I think it's they don't want to let each other down.
Also shown that you're not afraid to give guys an opportunity. Like Rozovic is a good example, right? I mean, here's a guy who forced his way into the lineup and is not giving you a reason to take him out.
Right. Never. The age of a player really didn't matter. There are certain things you watch for with younger players that if they either get fatigued or if you need to move them around the lineup. And I've done that with Nicky and Patty a bunch over the last 2 years. If it's just not their night, we're still trying to win. So we'll move them around, change their minutes a bit. If you come in and do the job and you've got a skill level that says you can produce at the same time, that's your minutes, you know. The roles are important. We haven't had a pure shutdown line really yet. Fairly close to it now with Kopp's line, and we use them. So we scored. I had Kopp out. Stahl came out. There was a whistle right away, and I left them there. That's a job that I think they can do. That makes running our bench better and easier.
Paul
Well, just to pick up on something you said last night about
trying to give you enough, Ken, so you don't have to use the earlier part. If you want to have a couple, you get a question after if you want a one-on-one, just to give you something that you can use. Sorry.
You talked about how Mark's line last night attracted the Stahl matchup, and how maybe, you know, it means that your top two point producers maybe sacrifice something in terms of offense, but. Do you envision as you go forward here that on any given night, especially when you're on the road, that you may see other coaches debating who to use their checking line against? Maybe it becomes Stasny's line? Or
I think Mark and Blake are going to pull the heavy fire. What may change then is you start to split your forwards and your D a little bit. So you may have your dominant shutdown line and your two pair. You know, that second pair of defense come out. And then it'll be more style. There's a really difference in style of play between Stastny's lines and Scheifele's line. And all four of them will have it. So you would maybe match your D pairings on what you believe. You know, the skaters may be less physical group against Stastny if you needed some size with Blake and those guys going on that. They do a lot of... Scheif's line does a lot more tight turns, control the puck under pressure, right? Holding the guy off. So you'll see more size against them, I think.
And I guess from your perspective, the hope is that the message is pick your poison for an opponent in terms of who you want to match up against.
We're going to play good teams. We're going to play good teams in the first round, and we're going to play good teams in the last 4 weeks of our season that have that answer. And at the end, it's not about matchups. It really never is nearly as much about matchups as some people will talk about. Because we both have a plan going into the game, and what matters is the performance of the players. So your matchup's right when your players are performing well, and your matchup's lousy when they're not. It's sure, over a longer period of time, you can have an advantage on the team, maybe in a certain, but only on performance, you know.
What do you see from New York, who kind of went in a tailspin for a little while, and now they've been able to rattle off three consecutive wins to somewhat keep them in check here right now for a playoff spot?
They're dealing with a whole different deck here. They've lost some, you know, some drivers, some important people out of the rooms, and they bring some enthusiasm back in. People love playing in New York, and they want to make a good impression. The pressure, this is an original six big market pressure team. So when they slipped out of that playoffs, there was an awful, it's a tough place to play and come to the rink. That idea of that pressure has been relieved from them now, so now they're just fast and having fun, and they found them. They've turned from a negative to a real positive. They're not that far out of the playoffs now. They're playing loose and fast. They're having fun. It'd be far more difficult to play now than maybe 2-3 weeks ago.